Take your holy book and turn to John chapter number 12. John chapter number 12, verse number 1. The Bible says, then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Verse number 9. Much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be our help, on this thought: what'll bring them in? Amen? What'll bring them in? As we look at this and we see it, the story here. Jesus is he's here, and he goes to Bethany, and it says it's 6 days before the Passover. I want to ask you a question now. What would you do? What would your plans be if you knew you had only 6 days to live? If you knew that you had only 6 days to live, what would you do? What would your plans be? I'd say if we knew that we only had 6 days to live, what we live and the way we live be totally different from probably the way we live now. Amen? Now, like I said, now, preacher, I wouldn't do it. I'd live just like I'm living. No, you wouldn't. You would do things differently if you knew you had a short time to live. And we know from the scriptures here that 6 days before Passover, and that Jesus would be that Passover lamb. So Jesus knew that he had 6 days to live. Amen? What did he do? What did Jesus do? What would me and you do? It kind of wonders the contradiction of our lives, who we are and who he is. Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. He was that anointed one. He was that one that was sent forth to be the propitiation, the price of sin. He was to be that atonement for you and for me. So what does Jesus do? He goes to visit his friends. Amen. He goes to visit his dear friend. Amen. He goes out to have fellowship with the brethren. Amen. That's what he does. And boy, what a blessing it is. So we see how Jesus handled this situation. And what would we do if we had in the same situation? I hope we would do the same thing. Hope we would go out and just visit with people, let them know that we love them, that we're saved, and we're ready to go to heaven, and we hope they are. Just let them know, praise God, in a little while we'll see them again. Amen. Just over on the other shore. Praise God. We should be able to do. That's what Jesus did. And what did he do? He gave out a positive publicity. The publicity that he had, it went out because God, the Lord Jesus Christ's publicity was positive. Amen. Everywhere he went, people was talking about the good things that Jesus did. I want to say, I could go out of here today and I can tell you that Jesus has done a lot of good things in this old boy's life. He's been good to me, and he's been good to you, and he's been good to our church, and he's been good to our family. Praise God. He's never been bad to any of us. Amen. We ought to go out of here with a positive attitude, praise God, a positive publication about who Jesus is, because that's what Jesus had. He had a positive publication. Everywhere he went, people was seeing a positive side of something that even could have been bad. But Jesus Christ moved in on the scene, and things began to be different where Jesus was. Amen. I still believe the old saying, praise God, if something as big as the Holy Ghost of God through Jesus Christ your Savior moves into your heart, something's got to change. Amen. Praise the Lord. They said there's no way that something as big as the Holy Ghost of God can move in and not there not be a change in your life and mine. Praise God. We can see it taking place. We can see the positivity that Jesus puts in the hearts and minds of people. It gives you a different attitude on life. He gives you that hope that we need to get through this world in the day that we live in. Praise God. That hope, praise God, that the world doesn't have, but they need that hope, that faith with an expectation that's higher and bigger than the things that's going on around us today. Amen. That hope, that faith in Christ Jesus as our Savior, who's going to bring us through this. If we go back and we look, we can see the miracles that was transpiring in the Lord Jesus' life. Nicodemus come to him by night, praise God. He said, he told Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, he said, "Now you must be born again." Praise God. He said, "You got to be saved." Praise the Lord. He said, "There's no other way to enter into heaven except you be saved." Praise God. Ain't you glad? I'm glad there's just one way. I'm glad I don't have to hunt around all over the world today and try to go through the books and the gimmicks and the gadgets and try to figure out what we got to do to be saved. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. Praise, nobody comes to the Father but by me." I'm glad He's the way. I'm glad I found Him. I say, praise God, Brother Kevin, I'm glad He found me, saved me by His marvelous grace, wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved me, praise God, delivered me from myself. Praise God, I'm not the man I used to be. Praise God, I'm not the man I'm going to be. Praise God, but I'm glad I'm His today. Praise the Lord, what a Savior we have. And then we see a woman come to the well in the middle of the day. She's trying to hide her sinfulness. And sitting on the edge of the well was a man named Jesus. Amen. He asked her to give him a drink of water. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we see this woman. She saith unto him, "Sir," she said, "how is it thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." Amen. You know why what the Samaritans were? They were a half-breed people. They were half Jew and half a Gentile. They got caught up. Praise God, Balaam couldn't. When they Balak asked him, "Come curse the Jews, the king of Moab." Praise God, he said he couldn't. He said three times he tried. He said three times you've altogether blessed them. He said, "Well, I can't curse them because God won't let me curse them." But he said, "I tell you what you can do." He said he was after the money. He was after prestige. He wanted to be a big somebody. He said, "What you can do is intermingle with them." He said, "If you can get your sons in with their daughters and their daughters with your sons, praise God, you can infiltrate them and destroy them from the inside." That's what the devil wants to do today. And that's what these Samaritans were. Those as ones that, praise God, had been infiltrated by the devil. But he said, "If thou knewest the gift of God, who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." Now this little old gal come to the well with her pail. Amen. Praise God, she comes thirsty. She come wanting to get some water. She had need. The human body has need of water. Amen. She had need of water. And she said unto him, "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast then thou that living water?" Now that, from being over in Israel, me and Teresa was able to go up there to Jacob's well. That well is 105 feet deep. That's what they estimate. 105 feet deep. And she said, "This well's deep and you ain't got nothing to draw with." He said, "Where are you going to get this water?" He said, "Are you greater than their father Jacob, which gave us this well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle?" And Jesus answered, said to her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again." Amen. Kind of gave her something to think about because she'd come thirsty. Probably the day before she'd come down there at noontime to meet the crowd. She'd come down there and got her pails full of water and went back to the house, and she's thirsty again. Come back the next day, praise God. But she said, "Listen, it's the water I got to give you." Said, "You'll never thirst again." I want to tell you, youngins, today, if we get saved, born again, we shouldn't be thirsty for the spiritual things of this world. God Almighty ought to move into our heart and fill us and satisfy us with the goodness of God and the Spirit of God and the love of God and the peace of God and the hope of God and the promise of God and the help from God and the things of God and the heavens of God. Praise God, ought to be so real to us. Praise God, it'll supersede all this worldly stuff. Amen, glory, hallelujah. But he said, "You'll thirst again. But I said, whosoever drink of the water I shall give to him shall never thirst. But the water which I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." And this woman saith to him, "Sir, give me this water." She said, "I'd like to be satisfied just once and for all. I'd like to be satisfied, praise God, in this old world. I've lived, praise God, pacified. Hello? We tend to pacify ourselves with the things of this world. But I want to say there's a satisfaction today that you and I can have, and it's in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He supersedes everything else that's out there. She said to him, saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. She said, it seems like I'm always thirsty. So now that I get to thinking about it, he said, it just seems like just always thirsty, just can't get enough. Amen. I can't be satisfied in this world. Jesus saith unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. Watch this. Here's where conviction comes in. Amen. Conviction. Conviction. It's conviction, then salvation. That's how that works. Without convicting power of the Holy Spirit, there is no salvation. Amen. I thank God for when God convicted my soul, showed me I was an old sinner in need of a Savior. And I'm so thankful when the Holy Spirit moves on my heart and showed me who that Savior was. His name's Jesus. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, thou hast well said that I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou hast is not thy husband. In that saith thou truly. Amen. He said, yeah, I said, you spoke the truth. Said, you've had five husbands. And the man that you're shacked up with right now ain't your husband. Said, you said that right. Don't you know this old gal was under conviction? Amen. Praise God. That's what takes to get you saved. That's what takes to get you out of a mess. That's what takes, praise God, to put your feet on the right path. Bring glory and honor to God. He said, I perceive that thou art a prophet. She said, our father worshiped this mountain. They say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. And Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. And then Jesus was a Jew, by the way. Had the person tell me a while back, she said, well, preacher, I just don't believe it. I just don't agree with those Jews. I think they're doing wrong. Amen. I said, listen, you better be careful because I said, you saved. And she said, yeah. I said, well, your Savior's a Jew. I said, you better be careful who you're siding with. Amen. Praise God. We better be careful whose side we're on. He said, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And the woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus looks her between beak and bill. He saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Amen. Just straight up, he said, I am the Messiah. I am that promised one from God. The Bible said that woman then left her water pot, verse 28. And went her way into the city and saith to the men. Now something had took place in her, praise God. She come to get water because she is thirsty. But she left her water pot, praise God, and she went back full of something. And when she got to the city, she began to broadcast it, praise God, to publicize it about. She said, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Amen. Praise God. She said, hey, listen, there's a man who told me everything I'd ever did. He said, that's got to be the Messiah. He's got to be the Christ, the promised one from God. Boy, if we could ever get a hold of that. You can't lightly say that, praise God. Amen. You can only say it when you know it down in your heart. See, she left that pail there, praise God. She is thirsty, come for water. Got the water of life and went back and broadcast it abroad. I'm telling you, friend, we get saved, born again by the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ, and our publication will be broadcast all over the place. You'll have a desire to tell people. Amen. He said, then they went out of the city and came to him. Verse number 39 said, many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all that ever I did. So when the Samaritans were coming to him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode with them there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own words. And they said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of thy saying. But you know what was it that got them there? What was it that got them down there? What got them in the presence of Jesus? What got them around the truth? Praise God. It was this little old girl's word. She said, come see a man that told me all that I did. She began to testify of Jesus Christ. Praise God. And people wanted to see what was so impressive that got this little old sinner girl's attention. Amen. Praise God. It makes a difference when the Lord moves in. Praise God. He said, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior, now watch this, of the world. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Glory. The words of this little old sinner girl, praise God, who just come down to the well for water. And she met Jesus at the well. Praise God, she went out of there with a well of water in her soul, overflowing unto salvation. Praise God, magnifying his name. Amen. Because Jesus had come on the scene. You know the story we talked about that precedes this, where Lazarus has died. Amen. And Martha and Mary, his sisters, call him, praise God, and say, hey, listen, he said, now chapter 11, verse 1 said, that certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was that Martha had anointed the Lord with ointment, wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. You know the story. Jesus heard that. He said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that, he said to the disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? And Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbles not, but because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbles because there is no light in him. These things saith he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. And then his disciples said, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. They said, hey, listen, he's sick. If he's sleeping, he'll sleep it off. He'll get better. Amen. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he spoke of taking of rest in sleep. And then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there. Now, this must have shocked them to the soles of their shoes. They thought Lazarus was sick. They knew Lazarus was sick. He was a friend of Jesus. And he says, Lazarus is sick, yet he tarried these days behind. And then he said, I got to go up there and wake him up. He said, well, don't let him sleep. If he's sleeping, he'll do good. And they said, but he was asleep of death. And he said, Lazarus is just plain. He said, Lazarus is dead. And I'm glad for your sakes I was not there. To the intent ye may believe, nevertheless let us go unto them. And you see what Jesus is saying, praise God. He said, hey, listen, Lazarus was sick. Lazarus has died. And I'm glad that I wasn't there. Because to the extent, praise God, that you will believe that I am the Messiah. I wonder who was there that didn't believe. They was folks there that that walked with Jesus, praise God, as he walked, and they were still in unbelief. I wonder how many of the people today are walking and say they're walking with Jesus, but they're still in unbelief. Still don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Jesus Christ is the Lord. He's the anointed one. He rose from the dead, victorious over death and the grave. I believe it, don't you? Amen. Praise God. So then he goes back. You know the story. Thomas as well said, we'll go with him. If he's going to go die, we'll go die with him. Amen. A lot of confidence in Thomas. And notice that this Bethany, it was nigh unto Jerusalem. Verse 18. About 15 furlongs off, that's about 2 miles. about 2 miles away from. Now, I want you to notice something here. As long as he's not close to Jerusalem, it doesn't tear up the Pharisees and the Sadducees and those people too much. They're not too worried about it. Jesus is doing all these magnificent miracles, performing these miracles, praise God, and as long as it's not affecting them, it don't bother them a whole lot. But when he starts getting these miracles and they start being affected close to where close to Jerusalem, people start getting tore up. The word starts going out. And people start hearing of these things that Jesus is doing. Amen. And so he goes, and of course, many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them, concern the brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard of Jesus coming, went to meet him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died, but I know that even now whatsoever thou would ask of God, God will give it thee. Amen? He said, I know whatever you ask, God's going to do it. And Jesus said unto her, saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And she saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Amen? She's a believer in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Amen? Praise God. She said, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And he goes down there to where they buried Lazarus. And when she sees it, he asked the question, verse 34, he says, where have you laid him? And they saith unto him, Lord, come and see. And in verse 35, shortest verse in the Bible, said, Jesus wept. Amen. He had compassion. He saw the others weeping and crying, and he had compassion on them. And they said, behold how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man who had opened the eyes of the blind have caused even that this man should not have died? And Jesus therefore again groaned in himself, coming to the grave. It was a cave with a stone, and a stone lay upon it. And Jesus said, take ye away the stone. And Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. And we said, that's how you know when a body begins to putrefy and to rot. Is that 4 days? Amen? He said he started to putrefy and rot and stink because he's been dead 4 days. But Jesus said I not unto thee that thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Amen? If you only believe. What do you got to do to see the glory of God? Believe. You got to be a believer. Amen. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hast heard me because because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. When he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus! Why did he say that? Why didn't he just say, come forth? Because the cemeteries would have emptied. Amen? The cemeteries would have emptied. But he specified, he said, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Amen? Praise God. So we see Jesus Christ. He pulls up there and Lazarus is dead. He's buried. And he said, roll the stone away. He prays to his Father, and he cries out, said, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. Lazarus comes out of there bound hand and foot, praise God, with grave clothes. And Jesus says, praise the Lord, loose him and let him go. Amen. Praise God. So we see the magnificence of God. We see the magnificent things, the many miracles that Jesus was performing. And he performed when he's in Galilee. And he performed with Lazarus when he called him from the dead. And he rose up victorious over death and the grave. He resurrected. Praise God. Amen. So we see this positive publicity that the Lord Jesus Christ got. And it goes out. Amen. People begin to see it. They begin to hear it. They begin to believe it. Amen. And then we have Lazarus sitting at a table 6 days before Passover with Jesus Christ, the Savior. Amen. And Lazarus, the Bible said that Lazarus is in Bethany where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. And there they made him a supper. And Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table, watch this, with him. Amen. Don't you know Lazarus was grateful? Amen. Glory to God. Not only had he rose from dead, but Jesus had come to his house, come to his place, come to Bethany, and they was sitting at the table together. They was at joy and food together. Praise God. Amen. It was a positive thing going on here. A positive publication was going out. People was here to say, hey, Jesus has come to Bethany. He's over there with Mary and Martha and Lazarus. And Lazarus, the one, you know, he's the one that rose from the dead. He was dead. He was buried. He had been in a tomb for 4 days. But Jesus called him out. And he come out of the tomb. Praise God. What kind of man is this? Publication, praise God. A positive publication goes out. You know what happened? People begin, it'll bring them in. They'll want to hear. They'll want to see what's going on. A positive publication. Praise the Lord. It'll get people's attention. Verse number 9 says, much people, the Jews, therefore knew that he was there. See, word goes out. Amen. Anything ever gets excited and stirred up at the house of God. You come in with an attitude of wanting to worship and praise him. The word will get out. Because there's other people all over the community that would love to come and worship with you. Amen. There's a lot of folks that like to get in, be partakers in it with you. Praise the Lord. Then they said that they came, not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. Amen. They didn't just come to see Jesus. Oh, they heard Jesus in Galilee, the many miracles that he had performed, how he had raised the dead, how he had healed the lame, and he had made the blind to see. Glory, hallelujah, what a man. But then there was one, praise God, that was with him that had been dead. Amen. One, they had never seen nobody that had been dead that got up from the dead. And boy, it intrigued them. They wanted to see it. Amen. Lazarus had a story to tell. Amen. Just like us, he had a story to tell. I was dead in my trespasses and sin, but Jesus come to where I was and saved me, praise God. I was revived, amen, praise God, in the spirit that moved in my soul. Something got a hold of me. Praise the Lord. You remember when you were dead in your trespasses and sins? But Jesus come along, praise God, and revived you? Sometimes I wonder. We don't need a spirit of reviving again. Amen. Not that we can be saved again, praise God, but just that, just remembering where God brought us from and the hope that we have now. Praise the Lord. Lazarus had been dead, but praise God, now he was alive. People was coming to see it, not only to see Jesus, but to see this man, Lazarus, who was dead and now was living. Praise God. Hey, those of us that were dead, praise God, that's now living, we ought to be so excited about it. People that want to come see what's going on with you and me. Amen. Ought to be a change take place in us. For people want to be around us instead of avoid us. Hello? Amen. For people would want to spend time with us, hang out with us instead of avoid us. Because there's something so different in us. That loving feeling that resonates out of us. Because of who Jesus is that lives in our hearts. Praise God. He's making that difference. Verse number 11 said, because that by reason of him, many of the Jews, talking about Lazarus, many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. They said, praise God, you see what he did? That's got to be the Messiah. That's the power of God. Amen. The power, Lazarus got to be in the very power of his presence. If we ever get to be in the power of his presence, praise God, we'll have a positive publicity. It'll go out. That's what'll bring them in. That's what people want. That's what they're looking for. Some hope, some encouragement. Verse number 17, it went on down here in John chapter 12. Watch this right quickly. I'm done. And the people therefore that was with him, when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead by a record. Amen? So people were broadcasting it abroad, amen, that what Jesus Christ had done for Lazarus. How that Lazarus was dead, how Jesus loved Mary and Martha and Lazarus, how Lazarus had died and Jesus rose him from the dead. Amen. I told you before that there's two groups right here. There's the ones that saw, and then there's the ones that heard. Amen. There's the ones that saw it with their own eyes, and then there's the ones that heard it. He said, for this cause, the people that also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. Amen. They were some that had seen it. Amen. And they were broadcasting it abroad. And there was others that heard it. Praise God, from the ones that was broadcasting it. And they was coming together. You see how it brings them together? What'll bring them together is the testimony of Jesus Christ. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. People come together, praise God, for that testimony to see what Jesus has done. But it didn't stop there. Look at verse number 20. And there were certain Greeks. Now these are Gentiles. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. And the same came therefore to Philip, which was at Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, sir, we would see Jesus. Amen. So Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and then again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. Praise God. So he said, some more come along, and these Greeks come along, these Gentiles come along, and they said, hey, listen, I said, we've been hearing about this man Jesus. We've been hearing the magnificent miracles that he's performed, the things he's been doing to people that's getting in, praise God. So there's so many that's excited about this man Jesus, and we want to see Jesus. Amen. There's a lost and a dying world out there today. We'd like to see Jesus. Amen. Come on now. There's a whole dying world today that would love to see Jesus. How will they see Jesus today? They'll see him in me and you. What'll bring them in? Praise God. It's a testimony of Jesus Christ, what he's doing in our lives. What he's done, praise God. We ought to brag on him. Every chance we get, everywhere we go, looking for that opportunity. Amen. Many of the folks came to see Lazarus because what Jesus had done for him, who Jesus had raised from the dead. Of course, there was some that would like to put him to death because he is a testimony unto Christ. But there's a whole lot of people that begin to believe on Jesus Christ because of those testimonies. Amen. They begin to believe and they begin to look for evidence. They begin to look for evidence because of that positive publication that was coming across the wire. Say, man, you got to go see this man called Jesus. Amen. Somebody was sick, somebody's afflicted, say, hey, man, you need to get them to Jesus. If you get them to Jesus, praise God, he can heal them. He can make them better. He does miracles. If we'll just get to Jesus, amen. What'll bring them to Jesus, praise God, that positive publication that comes out of me and you. Amen. These folks was people just like us. Hello? They were people just like you and I. Amen. But God, he's able to do it. When a positive publication, when we see Christ Jesus and him high and lifted up, he makes the difference. Amen. That's what will bring them in. We just need to brag on Jesus more. Praise God. Amen. It ought to come from us. See, when it was over in Galilee, it was good. They heard about it. And they, you know, and so those folks over there were believing and they was getting in. But praise God, when it started getting closer to home, then those folks begin to get in too. See, we hear things way over yonder and we say, yeah, you know, I heard about that. But when it's in your doorway, when it's in your neighborhood, then that makes a difference to people that live around you. Amen? That's what will bring them in. Anybody listening to me tonight? Amen? That's what will bring them in when they begin to hear it from us. The wonderful things that God has done, the miracles that he's performed, the lives that he's saved, the lives that he's changing, God's getting the glory. We're to be giving God the glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because he is God. Besides him, there's no other. Praise the Lord.